in our series Throwback. Throwback. So, kanina siguro when you came here, narinig nyo yung mga music, 90s. Sino ba dito dati na ikinig sa Backstreet Boys? Yan. Kay Britney Spears, sa NSYNC, yan. Kung ano-ano pa. So, we are on our series Throwback. So, I know that at one point in your life, nag-post na kayo sa Facebook at nag-hashtag kayo na Throwback Thursday. Sino ba dito nag-post na ng Throwback Thursday? Ayan. Gusto nyo Flashback Friday. Okay, so, kaya, di ba when we post this, ang sarap balik-balikan itong mga bagay na to kasi nakakatawa. Di ba, minsan, iniisip mo, bakit ko ba sinuot tong suot na to? Di ba? O kaya, nung pinost mo to, bakit ko ba, ba't ganyan ba itsura ko dati? So, I have dear throwback pictures of our campus missionaries. Can we show our pictures? Ayan, kilala nyo ba yan? Yan, sino yan? Sino nakakalala dyan? Okay, that's Jerry Desagun. Oh, grabe. Palakpakan natin si Lord. Okay. From glory to glory, di ba? So that's Jerry. And the next is, ayan, syempre si Che. That's Che, one of our campus missionaries din. Yung next natin, ito, favorite ko ito. Ayan! Panalo, di ba? Oh, sorry. Nandito si Shelly, no? So, this is si Dean, kanina yung nagsalita. Okay, so nag-repent na po siya. Okay na po, napatawad na po siya ni Lord. Next natin. Yan, kilala niyo ba yan? Naka-army. Okay, mapagkakaila si Kuya Ryan Victoria yan. Alright, next. Ayan, kilala niyo ba yan? Okay, bagets na bagets. Si Pastor Dan Encarnacion. Okay, that's Dan and yung classmates niya way, way back, throwback picture. And of course, yon, syempre filtered na yan. Hindi ako maglalagay ng hindi magandang picture dyan. Okay, that's me. Ha, nung uso pa yung mga studio pic, sino ba dito nagpa... May nagpa-studio pic ba dito? Ayan, okay, hindi pala ako. So, sige, tanggalin na natin yan. So, di ba throwback, it's... Ang sarap i-relive and i-reminis yung mga gantong bagay. Throwback na ang sarap balik-balikan kasi nakakatawa, nakakatuwa, or talagang masaya lang siya tignan. And there are things na... Masarap balik-balikan kasi may kurot naman sa puso. Aww. Aww. Okay, so, yung ibang bagay, ang sarap balik-balikan kasi it's very close to our hearts. Diba? May kurot sa puso. So, maybe to some of you, ang kapag narinig nyo tong kantang to, ayan, throwback na throwback. Aww. May nakita ako sa audience gumanon. Grabe. Diba? Throwback, maybe yan yung dinedicate mo sa crush mo. Diba? Dinedicate mo siya sa crush mo. So, pag naririnig mo yan, talagang may kurot sa puso. Kasi nadedicate lang, hindi niya na alam. Okay? To some, ito. May kurot sa puso. Hindi ko naman may kurot sa puso. To. Sige, next picture. Yan. Diba? Sino nagkaroon ng gantong sapatos? Yung totoo. Ayan. May kurot sa puso kasi naaalala nyo yung childhood days nyo. Di ba yung ginaganyan nyo pa tapos umiilaw siya? May kurot sa puso. At sarap balik-balikan. Naaalala mo. Grabe, yun lang. Yun lang masaya ka na. And for me, ito, for me, the next picture that I'll be showing you, ayan. So, etong picture na to, natawa. JV natawa si Christian. Ah. Okay? This is JV Puno, one of our campus missionaries sa TIP. Okay? This is a throwback picture of us. This was 5 years ago. Graduating student pa lang kami niya ng college. And bakit may kurot sa puso to when I see this picture? This is a throwback picture to me. And ang sarap balik-balikan kasi may kurot sa puso. This picture... Kaya may kurot sa puso sa akin to. Dahil this was the time I knew I have a purpose in this church. So this was the time na I've been attending church. You see, before this picture, I was already attending church. Week in and week out, I've been attending church. But I didn't know really the purpose. Bakit ba ako umuupo sa upuan, nakikinig sa preacher? Diba? But this time, during this time, yung picture na to, together with JV, this was the time I knew that I have a purpose in this church. And if you're a first-timer here, or maybe weeks ka pa lang, months ka pa lang, I want to tell you that God has a purpose why you're in this church. for you. May purpose ka. Hindi lang yan dahil nilibre ka ng classmate mo. Sino dito nilibre ng classmate para lang makapunta dito? Okay, nilibre yung pamasahe. Binlockmail. Sino yung binlockmail dito? Ayun, may nagtaas ng kamay. Okay? It's more than that. Hindi lang kayo na-invite. Hindi lang kayo binlockmail. Hindi lang kayo in-invite lang ng classmate nyo. There is a purpose why you're here. And I want you to know that you have a purpose. God has a purpose. Bakit nandito ka sa church na to ngayon? And to some, siguro, sino dito matagal nang nag-a-attend ng youth service natin? Wala? Okay. Lahat kayo, yeah, first timer, okay. So to some, kulang na lang matulog na lang dito. Kasi lagi nagsiserve, lagi nag-victory group, lagi may one-to-one. I want you to know also that the same purpose that made you stay, hindi nagbabago yun. You have that purpose pa rin sa inyo. And today, we would be talking about ano ba talaga, bakit ba talaga kailangan kong umupo dito at makinig kay Ate Tay. And we would look at a text so we would know and we will be convinced that yes, we have a purpose why we're in this church. So I'd like to ask every one of us to stand in reverence of God's word. We will be reading at Matthew 4, verse 18 to 20. It says there, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Verse 19, come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. Verse 20, at once they left their nets and followed him. Let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for this time. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit would be with us, Lord God. Lord, speak through me, and Lord, prepare our hearts, minds, and soul as we receive your word. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may now take your seat. So we are on our second week of throwback. We call this series throwback because we want to look back 30 years ago. Itong church na to, it started 30 years ago, 1984. And we would look at the very values, kung ano yung meron tayo. Yung ano yung hinold on natin up to this day. And of course, last week, Pastor Jeff preached about Lordship. Diba? Na Jesus is not just our Savior, He is our Lord. Meaning, sa every area ng life natin, sa finances, sa studies, sa relationship, Siya yung nagko-call ng shot, Siya yung boss, He's the Lord over our life. Today, we would be talking about discipleship. Okay, discipleship. This is one of our values in our church. And ito yung isa sa mga values na talagang we held on. That's why 30 years na tayo. Yung discipleship, sino ba dito, first time nyo na-encounter yung word na disciple or discipleship sa church? Wala. So narinig niyo na siya before? Okay. Ako, di ba yung throwback picture ko nga yun, no? With JV, I first knew about yung word na disciple or discipleship when I came to a church. Specifically this church in Victory, pero sa Fort. To some of us, maybe ganun yung experience nyo, no? Na una nyo siyang narinig sa church. Maybe to some of us, parang medyo off tayo sa disciple na word. Parang nakaka-intimidate. Parang yung disciple, una mong naiisip, disciple yan yung ano, nakaputi lang lagi. Diba? When you say you're a disciple, nakaputi ka lang lagi, angelic yung voice mo, untouchable ka, sobrang holy-holy mo. So, we have that different kind of mindsets about disciple or discipleship. But we will see here kung ano ba talaga yung meaning ng discipleship. How does God define disciple or discipleship? Let's go back to our verse in Matthew 4:19. Sabi dyan, come follow me, Jesus said. Come follow me, Jesus said. You see, to be a disciple is to be called by God. To be a disciple is to be called by God. Meaning, hindi to idea ng church, hindi to idea ni Pastor Jeff, hindi to idea ng classmate mo, being a disciple is from God. It's a calling from God. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Yan, disciple yan. Called yan ni God na maging disciple. Sige, hindi siya naniwala. Okay. Natawa lang. Let's look at Luke 6, our verse. Read this. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he designated apostles. Simon, who he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. So ano mapapansin natin dito? You see, makikita natin dito, when Jesus called them, and when Jesus chose his disciples, he was calling them by name. Each of these disciples, inisa-isa niya, si Matthew, si Thomas, si James, si Judas, meaning, God is calling us personally. He called you by name. Hindi niya tinawag yung disciples niya na, psst, di ba? Sa Pilipinas nang pala yan, no, na, psst, tapos titingin. Hindi niya ginanon. He was calling each of his disciples by name. Meaning, God is calling us personally. You are handpicked. Kaya ka nandyan ngayon sa upuan mo ngayon, nakikinig ka ngayon sa akin, is because God called you. And you are disciple of God. Hindi lang to yung call na parang, yung wala lang, yung parang kung paano mo tawagin yung kaibigan mo. Yung hoy, di ba, bro, girl, di ba? Hindi ganun, di ba? Hindi niya ginanon yung mga disciples. He was calling them by name. Meaning, this is a personal call. Alam na alam niya kung sino ka. He was so mindful of you. And I want you to know that you're here right now, God is calling you personally. He didn't just call you by any other name or by accident. You're here because God called you. And there is a purpose why you're here. There is a purpose why you're here. You see, this call from God sa disciples na is not just an ordinary call. Diba? Diba tayo, we usually receive call from our friends, from our family. Diba? So, pag may tumatawag sa atin, alam naman natin na tinatawagan na naman tayo lagi nito. Normal lang yung feeling, di ba? But imagine with me here, eto, si President Noynoy Aquino. Yan, the President of the Philippines. You've never encountered him, hindi nyo pa siya nakikita. Tapos may birthday niya, and he decided to invite you, so he called you. Di ba? Di ba pag well, syempre, hindi siya nakasave sa contacts mo, no? So, hindi mo alam kung sino to. Pero pag tumawag siya sa'yo at in-answer mo yung call, di ba? Tapos sabi niya, I'm inviting you to a banquet, di ba? I prepared so much and I want you to be there. At yung mga in-invite ko, mga special people lang. Di ba? You will feel special. Di ba? Presidente ito ng Pilipinas. Di ba? Nire-respect ito ng lahat ng tao. Most of the people pala, nire-respect siya. Di ba? Hindi lahat eh. So, you will feel special. Presidente ito ng Pilipinas. Or next, ito, pag ito tumawag sa inyo, yan. Ay, agad si ate. Oh. Si Daniel Matsunaga. Kakapanalo lang sa PBB. Tapos, he decided to call you. Nag-thank you lang siya. Thank you, pinanood mo ako sa PBB. Yun ang sinabi niya. Diba? What would you feel? Diba, you will feel... Well, syempre, kikiligin ka kung babae ka. Kung babae ka, okay? Yung mga babae lang dapat kiligin, ha? Pero, di ba? Isa to sa pinakasikat na celebrity in the Philippines. Hindi ka niya kilala, pero tinawagan ka niya. So, you will feel special. And you see, President Noynoy Aquino and this famous celebrity is far comparable to our God. It's not an ordinary call. A God who is forgiving, a God who is loving, a God who is powerful, a God who is merciful, is calling you right now. It's not an ordinary call. It's a call from God. You are called by God. And next is, you're not just called by God, di ba? Hindi ka lang accident na nandito ka, hindi lang si God yung nag, I mean, God called you, hindi, may purpose ka dito. God called us to follow Him. Di ba? We are called to follow. Okay, in verse Same verse, Matthew 4:19 says there, "Come follow me," Jesus said. So after he called his disciple, sinabihan niya, "Follow me." Very simple. Diba? I'm calling you by your name. I'm so mindful of you. Now follow me. You see, a follower is someone who does what other people say. Diba? Ngayon, ang dali na lang mag-follow, diba? Sa Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Diba? Yan, si Catherine Bernardo has 216,000 followers. That's a lot, okay? It's a lot of followers. Diba? Sa Twitter, you can easily like or post, I mean repost or share or favorite. So, ganun tayo eh. May mindset na tayo na pag-follower ka, ganito lang yung ginagawa mo, magla-like ka lang. Pag-follower ka, i-share mo lang kung ano yung gusto mo. Kung ano yung hindi mo gusto, i-ignore mo. Diba? Pero that's not the kind of follower that God is calling you to be. Diba? Hindi yung, kuwari, imagine nyo may Twitter si Jesus, tapos yung iba doon, sinishare mo kasi gusto mo. Pero yung iba doon, ini-ignore mo lang. Why? Kasi inconvenient for you eh. Eh kasi ganito naman di ba mag-follow? You'll just like whatever you like and whatever you dislike, you will ignore. But that's not the kind of follower that God is calling you to be. If you're a follower of God, you will pursue Him. If you're a follower of God, you will love Him. If you're a follower of God, you will hate what He hates. Are you a follower of God? Are you a follower of God that really pursues Him? Or are you a kind of a follower na parang sa Twitter and Instagram lang? And I hope na hindi tayo yung parang yung sa social network lang, na from afar, from a distance, following Jesus. But we are a follower of God. We are called to follow Him closely. We are called to follow Him personally. And hindi lang tayo kinol ni God to follow Him, we are also called to follow with other people, with His disciples, with other disciples. In verse 18, as Jesus was walking, verse 18 yan, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. You see, pag nakita nyo dito, mapapansin nyo, nung tinawag ni Jesus si Andrew and si Peter, magkasama sila. Okay, hindi niya tinawag muna si Andrew, tapos separately tinawag niya si Peter. When He called His disciples, He called them together. Meaning, God called us to follow Him with other believers. That's why we always ask you to join or invite you to join a victory group. Hindi lang to dahil nasa program na, ini-invite namin kayo, di ba, ina-announce namin siya. You see, it's a call from God. Hindi namin idea lang tong victory group. It's a call from God that we want to respond. That's why we invite you. Di ba, hindi lang yung a-attend ka sa church, mag-isa ka lang, love ko naman si Jesus, love niya ako, fina-follow ko naman siya personally, pero wala kang kasama. Hindi natin kayang mag-follow kay God na mag-isa lang tayo. Kaya nga ganito yung design ni God. He called disciples together. That's why it's very important to be part of a victory group. Diba? Na merong nagsasabi sa'yo, kung wari natatempt ka na, may magsasabi sa'yo, kapit lang, tama na yan. Mali na yata yan. Because we are, fallen nature tayo eh. Madali tayong matempt. Madali tayong ma-deviate sa focus natin. And that's why we have people beside us together following Jesus. Okay, so hindi lang tayo umaattend sa church mag-isa, di ba? Nagbabasa ng Bible mag-isa, di ba? We have victory groups. You study the Bible together. You have people beside you running with you towards God. Okay, so we are called by God, we are called to follow, and of course, we are called to fish. In verse 19, "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. You see, interesting dito sa verse na to, yung magkapatid na to, they have a purpose in life. Hindi naman sila bum na parang, alam mo yun, wala silang tambay lang sila, kaya kinol sila ni God to be a fishers of men. They have a purpose in life. Diba? This is their vocation, to be a fisherman. But yet, God called them to be fishers of men. Meaning, there is a higher calling for us. There is a higher calling for you and me. Hindi lang tayo estudyante sa school natin. Diba? Hindi lang tayo, maybe to some of us, president kayo ng organization nyo. To some of you, leader kayo ng group nyo. Hindi lang yun yung purpose nyo, hindi lang yun yung calling nyo. You have a higher calling. You are fishers of men. And I want to encourage you to really, I hope you have that, maintindihan natin yung higher calling sa atin ni God. Na hindi lang tayo nandito, kinukol ni God sa church, umaattend every Friday, week in, week out, best in attendance ka. But you see, we are called to fish for people, to fish for the lost, to fish for men. You see, the end goal is not to invite your friends. Sabihin mo yon sa katabi mo. The end goal is not to invite your friends dito sa youth service. Okay, ang haba. At ba ang haba nung pinasabi ko na? That's not our end goal. Okay? Ang end goal natin is to bring people to Jesus. Okay? Hindi lang enough na na-invite mo yung friend mo, nag-attend siya ng youth service, nag-praise and worship siya, nakinig siya sa preaching, umuwi siya. The end goal is to bring that person to Jesus. Because that's the call of God to us. To fish for people. To fish for the lost. Okay? So we have a tagline here. Every member a minister. Yan. Sino dito familiar sa tagline na to? Yan. Some of us. Okay. Yung sa mga hindi familiar, this is a famous tagline that we would always encourage sa mga tao. Na every member a minister. Meaning, if you're a disciple, you will make disciples. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, if you're a disciple, you will make disciples. Okay, naintindihan ba ng katabi mo yon? Every member a minister. Ngayon, yung iba sa atin, na-intimidate sila sa word na minister. Kasi for them, a minister, sila yung nagkakasal. Well, totoo naman yun, di ba? Sila lang yung sa wedding, they do, sila yung nagkakasal. Yung iba, to some, yung minister yung nagka-cast out ng demons. Di ba? But you see, a minister simply means someone who brings people to Jesus. That's it. Di ba? Kasi sometimes, ito yung naisip natin, di ba? Let's show this picture. Ayan. So yung minister feeling natin, yung naka-all black, may hawak na cross, may hawak na Bible na makapal. Yan lang yung minister, hindi ako yan. Yung Bible ko nasa cellphone. Di ba? Ang minister, yung Bible niyan, yung makapal. Or a minister only, or the one who preaches here on stage, on the pulpit. Di ba? Hindi ako minister kasi para lang yan sa mga campus missionaries, para lang yan sa mga pastor. No. Okay? Every member a minister. If you call yourself a disciple, you will make disciples. You will minister to other people. And I see ang mga fishermen, no? Mga fisherman, mga mangangisda, they have tools. Diba? Can you show this the picture yan? They have tools to fish para makunin sila ng isda. So they use boat, nets, a hook, or a bait, and then a fishing rod. Ito yung mga tools nila so they can fish. Para makapag-fish sila. Pero tayo as fishers of men, you know, we also have tools that we can use. We have tools na very basic, pero lagi nating nineneglect kasi feeling nga natin hindi tayo minister. Hindi ko kaya yan. You see, the first tool that we can use to fish for people is to pray. Prayer. Okay? Sino dito kahit isang beses sa buhay mo nakapag-pray ka na? Yan. Baka kasi pag tinanong ko, di ba? So, every one of us, nakapag-pray na. Di ba? Meaning, you are capable of praying. Hindi lang para sa sarili mo, para sa ibang tao. And this is one of, I believe, one of the most powerful tool na nineneglect natin. Kasi feeling natin, eh, wala namang effect yan. Diba? Wala namang effect yan eh pag nag-pray kayo. And para may mindset na tayo na para lang yan sa mga pastor. Doon na lang ako magpapapray. Tatawagan mo pa si Pastor Jeff. Pastor Jeff, kailangan ko magpapray. May exam ako bukas. 12 o'clock na. Doesn't work that way. Diba? Kanina lang, before I preach, I ask my VG to pray for me. Diba? Every member a minister. And ikaw, may problema yung classmates mo. Classmate mo, may problema. Diba? You can pray for them. And you're actually ministering to them. It's not so hard na kailangan mo pang magtawag ng pastor, may holy water ka pa. Hindi yun yung minister. You pray for that person. You ask the person, can I pray for you? What can I pray for you? You have ministered to that person. You're actually making disciple. You are actually fishing for people. Our next tool is encouragement. Diba? Ito, very, again, lahat naman tayo nakapag-encourage na ng tao, diba? At one point in our life. Tama ba? Yes. Okay, so, simple lang na encouragement, you are actually ministering to that person. Diba, when your yung classmate mo, hindi nakapag-aral, exam na. Tapos kinakabahan siya, hala, kinakabahan ako, hindi ako nag-aral. Tapos ikaw, hala, lagot ka, sige, babagsak ka. Diba? Ikaw pa yung una na nagdi-discourage. Pwede mo namang sabihin, I hope next time, you take time to really study para hindi ka na magka-cram ngayon, or maybe if you're having a hard time sa subject na yan, punta ka sa akin, tuturuan kita, basta alam niyo yung subject na yun, di ba? Encouragement. Very simple, but very powerful. Powerful, na? Very powerful. So, when was the last time you encouraged your classmates? When was the last time you encouraged your family members? When was the last time you spoke life to other people? Next tool, serve. Ayan. So, kanina nga, I acknowledge our volunteers, no? That they are serving. You know why they serve? Alam niyo ba kung bakit sila nagsiserve? Kasi they want to make disciples. They want to make disciples. Hindi lang sila kumakanta dito, di ba? Kumakanta, leading you. They are serving God, they are singing, and they are worshiping because they want to make disciples. And I want to challenge you, if you've been going in and out of the service, ma-attend ka lang every Friday, contento ka lang na you're just following God, you're following with other people, you're not serving. I want to challenge you. You ask God, Lord, this is another avenue for me to be a minister. This is another avenue for me to make disciples. Our next tool, Word of God. Itong tool na to, you have to know this tool before you even use this. Diba? You have to be reading your Bible. You have to take time. You have to impose discipline. Kung kailangan mo, impose it. Kasi you need to know the Word of God. Yan yung tool natin, yan yung panglaban natin to minister to people, to fish for men. And I hope you read your Bible. Kaya we have victory groups. We study the Word of God together. Word of God. And one of the most powerful tool that we can ever use is the gospel. We preach the gospel to our classmates, to our friends, to our family. You see, preaching the gospel is not limited to preaching here in this on this stage on a pulpit. You can preach the gospel to your classmates, to your friends, to your family. Let me read in Luke, our verse from Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. This is the gospel. If you preach the gospel to your classmates, to your friends, to your family, you're allowing this person to know na may isang taong nag-save sa'yo. May isang taong kinokol ka. May isang taong sobrang mahal ka that forgave your sin and allowed you to reconcile to your Father. preach the gospel. You see, we're not just called to attend. Like what I said kanina, the end goal is not to attend this church. You can attend here all year round, but you're not responding to God's call. Paglabas niyo dyan, di ba, next week pagpasok niyo, that's the call of God. The moment we step into our classroom, may calling na agad tayo kay God. That is to fish for people, to bring the lost people to God. See, when you look at your campus, imagine your campus right now. Imagine you're in your campus right now. Do you see yourself fishing for people? Do you see yourself fishing for men? Or parang wala lang, sanay ka na, okay lang ako, masaya ako, nag-youth service ako, ganda nung sounds, ganda nung preacher. Hindi na gets. Akala ko hindi niya may gets. Okay. Diba? Contento na kayo doon. Diba? Magsiserve ako. Magdetect ako. Diba? And then, uwi na ako ng bahay. Mag-victory group ako. Diba? You see, when you go to your campus, there's a higher calling for you and me. Hindi lang to para sa mga full-time workers. This call is for you and me. Walang exempted dito. Whether you're good at English, whether financially struggling ka, whether matalino ka, whether nahihirapan ka sa math, di ba? Whether, di ba, yung nabubulol ka, yung John 3:16, hindi mo makabisado. Di ba? You're not exempted. You are a disciple. God called you to be a disciple and to make disciples. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. That's a disciple maker. Yung person na yan, magdi-disciple yan. Kahit ganyan yung itsura niyan, magdi-disciple yan. Are you convinced? I hope that as we have talked discipleship, hindi tayo makakontento na we just attend this church. I will always repeat this. The end goal is not to invite your friends in this church. The end goal is to bring them to Jesus. The end goal is to push them to Jesus. The end goal is for them to know personally Jesus. And I want to give you that burden right now. I want to give you that burden. That when you go out there is a dying world. People doesn't know God. People doesn't know Jesus. And ikaw, alam mong called ka ni God, alam mong love ka niya, alam mong you are called to follow. And you are called to fish for people. You are a disciple that makes disciples. You see, this church, I'm so grateful na every member is a minister. And I'd like to show yung throwback picture namin ni JV. Yan. You see, this is, I'm so thankful pag nakikita ko tong picture na to. Very close to my heart. Okay, hindi pa ako iiyak. Mamaya pa. But this is very close to my heart. Why? Kasi alam ko, may isang tao, alam niya na culture ni God, alam niya ang culture to follow, alam niya culture to fish for people. She just preached the gospel to me. Yun lang, kasi convinced siya. She responded to God's call. And now, I'm where I am today. Not because of JB, but of course, because of God. But dahil sa kanya, dahil nag-respond siya, I was brought closer to God. I was brought closer to Jesus. And I want you to know na God has prepared a person na i-disciple mo. There is this one person na pinrepare na ni God for you to disciple, for you to pray, for you to encourage, for you to preach the gospel. We are not exempted. None of us is exempted of this calling. And I want to give you that burden. When you see people, when you go to campus, when you go back home in your family, masaya ka ba na ikaw lang yung nag-church? Masaya ka ba na ikaw lang yung nabibless? You want to bless your family. You want to bring them closer to God. And I want, if there's anything that you would, I want you to take away, that's the burden to fish for people. That is the burden to fish for people. You are a disciple that makes disciples. And right now, we'll pray and ask everyone to close their eyes and bow their heads. Lord, thank you, Lord God, because you are a God who is very personal. Lord, hindi mo lang kami tinawag. You called us by our name. Lord, hindi mo lang kami kinol, but you called us to follow you. And more than that, you called us to fish for people. It's not enough that we're just attending here. It's not enough that we go to a church. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for giving us that calling. Thank you, Lord God, because you are the one who called us. Not people, not the full-time campus missionaries, but this call is from you. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, because you are a mindful God. You love people. You love the lost. You allow us to be a blessing to other people. Thank you, Lord. And I'd like to pray for this group of people. If you know na you have been attending church, attending a victory group, complete attendance sa youth service, pero you have never fished for men. Wala, feeling mo hindi sa'yo yun. Feeling mo para lang yun sa ibang tao. For the longest time, you have been attending but you haven't been fishing for people. Sa campus mo, when you see people, ordinary lang sila. They're not special people. They're not worth investing time. If you want to respond to the call of God to be fishers of men, let me just pray for you right now. If you want to have that burden, you want to ask God, God, I'm responding to your call to be fishers of men. Just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. Lord, you see these hands, Lord. Lord, give them the grace. Give them the boldness. Give them the joy. Give them so much reason, so many reasons. Lord, give them the boldness to fish for people, Lord. Lord, these hands raised up, these people are responding to your call. And Lord, I know that you will do amazing things in their life as they fish for people. And this is the greatest calling that they can ever respond. Thank you, Lord God, for the lives of these people. In Jesus' name. The next group of people that I want to pray are the people who have been fishing for men for a long time, maybe for years. But you know, right now, this moment, ang calling sa'yo ni God is to follow Him again, to follow Him back again. If you're that person, you don't need to raise your hand. But you've been fishing and fishing and fishing, but you're not following God. I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for these people, Lord. Lord, I pray that before they even fish for people, they will follow you first. Lord, that fishing for people is only a result of following you. And Lord, there are times that maybe they have been exhausted doing everything they can. Maybe doing fishing for people by their own strength. Lord, I pray for these people that you refresh them. I pray that you will give them the grace. You will renew their strength. You will renew their passion. Lord, that more than fishing for people, they will follow you. Lord, it is only a result of following you that they can fish for people. Thank you, Lord God, for the lives of these people. In Jesus' name.